This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient's first name is Fook, F-O-O-K, last name is Leung, L-E-U-N-G. Date of birth is October 4, 1946. Date of evaluation is 12-29-2023. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of bipolar disorder and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 77 years old male who was admitted to this facility on 12-18-2023 upon transfer from Gorwell Health. This chart indicates history of diabetes, hyperlipidemia, bipolar disorder, accidental puncture or laceration of dura during a procedure. He had intraoperative duodenectomy, history of spondylosis, spinal stenosis, difficulty walking, arthrodesis, history of retention of urine. Patient reports that he's doing okay. He acknowledged history of quote mood unquote problems and acknowledge that he has been taking lithium and risperdal for a long time. He could not tell me if he sees a psychiatrist or not. Period. He denied any reports of anxiety, depression, insomnia, or any medication or adverse effects. No reports of any hypomanic, manic symptoms. No delusions or hallucinations. Next paragraph, he reports that he is married. He talked about four daughters. And reports that two of them are medical doctors and one is a lawyer. Here he denies any history of alcohol or substance abuse. Next paragraph, he thought he was attending Ford Hospital. He could not tell me that date, but he knew Biden as a president. He did not know who the governor of Michigan is. He could recall two or three objects after 3 minutes. Next paragraph, under review of systems, general non-reported eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness. Skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, unknown. Prior suicide attempts, no. Next paragraph, education, highest. Not known, current occupation, used to own a restaurant, current relationship, married, number of children, 4. Next prior legal issues, prior difficulty, legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, week letter from a chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under a review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure is 1/6/62, pulse 92, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a chair, speech understandable but has some accent, mood, euthymic, thought processes intact, associations with the normal thought content, with the normal perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person, patient thought he was attending for hospital and did not know the exact date. Memory recent mildly impaired attention for the normal language. Generally understandable, fund of knowledge, fair judgment and insight, fair. Next paragraph, under current medications, Risperdal 0.5 milligram at bedtime, lithium carbonate 50 milligram, two capsules in the morning and three capsules at night. Under assessment and plan, bipolar disorder unspecified F31.9. Plans continue risperidone and lithium carbonate as prescribed. Period monitor lithium levels. BUN is elevated 32, creatinine, and eGFR with the normal. Next paragraph, disposition. Number one, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors or any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative, the common side effects of antipsychotics, lithium, risk benefit statements. In my medical determination, above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits of the recommended medication intervention given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. This is the end of dictation.